okay, maybe you are hearing it from me, but I'm just the messenger. Okay? Okay. Now, a Russian businessman has placed a $1 million bounty on Vladimir Putin. Yeah, on his head, and urged the country's military officers to bring the president to justice. So multiple sources have said this, that a guy, an entrepreneur named Alex, and you can read his last name, because I'm not going to try to read it wrong, so the trolls can come for me. No, thank you. But this guy right here made the promise in a post on LinkedIn and called it a moral duty to act and take action to help Ukraine following the unprovoked attack. I mean, what did he expect? You know, he had the audacity to threaten one of the most loveliest, most safest, most kindest countries in the world. In fact, they have the best gun laws. And you guys know I love gun laws. In the world. That's right. Russia issues an ominous warning to Finland and Sweden should they join NATO. Just for the kids, if you guys don't know what NATO is, it is the North Atlantic Treaty Organization. Pretty much, it safeguards the powers of sovereign states and protects the welfare of those states. Got it? Good. I don't know about you, but I really wouldn't want to mess with NATO. Why is Vladimir Putin so ballsy? Well, I can tell you this, none of us want to find out. Like and follow if you like this type of content from me, and stay tuned because God knows what's next. How do you say FU in Russian? On a serious note, my condolences goes out to all of the families, women and children and men affected by Vladimir Putin's selfish greed to control a region he feels entitled to. I'm going to do something that's different. I'm going to pray for Vladimir Putin to come to his senses and understand that integrity should be attached to his relentless need to feel empowered. Something's wrong with his doula obligata.